This year, the Florida Senate is planning to spend $34 billion on health care services for special needs adults and kids and low-income Floridians. The House wants to spend $33.7 billion. Both chambers are factoring in the loss of $400 million in federal dollars that reimburse hospitals for treating low-income patients. Senate Health Care Budget Chairman Rene Garcia has rolled out a plan for divvying up the remaining funding based on the volume of charity care hospitals provide.
Category one, we'll get 100% reimbursement. Category two, we'll get 67% reimbursement. And then category three and four would be 7.5 and 1 point, was it 1 point? Will be 1%, 7.5 and 1%. And that's the best that we can do.
The House is following a similar plan with three categories. The budget also contains some nuggets. The Senate wants to spend $1 million to fight an increase in HIV. For the past 3 years, Florida has led the nation in the number of new cases, and the climb has come as the state has cut personnel and budgets in the Florida Department of Health. Those health care job cuts are slated to continue. Representative Matt Hudson oversees his chamber's health care budget. FTEs equal jobs.
And this will include a 2.63% reduction in state FTE, or a reduction of 847 FTE.
The Senate has also put funding in the budget for charter schools to open health clinics in their facilities. Some traditional public schools already have such programs. And both chambers will fund an increase in enrollment for kid care as they eliminate a 5-year waiting period for legal immigrant children to enroll in the health insurance program for low-income kids. The move got the backing of House Speaker Steve Crisafulli earlier in the session.
In addition, I believe the time has come for us to remove the 5-year waiting period for kid care for lawfully residing immigrant children.
But House Democrats are already expressing concerns over parts of the budget proposals for mental health. House Minority Leader Mark Pafford says the legislature is not putting enough into related programs. The Senate proposes $5 million for additional beds in mental hospitals. And Garcia says there is funding to add about 40 more positions in the mental health hospitals as well. Pafford says now is the time to fix it before the budget gets to the chamber floors, where options for switching money from other parts of the budget begin to shrink.
You know, here's an opportunity before anything is unveiled, maybe to add $4.7 million, maybe to reconsider where some of those corporate breaks are going to go, that corporate welfare, and perhaps reallocate some of those dollars to places that involve mental health funding.
The two proposals rolled out Thursday are still early drafts of the overall health care portion of the budget. The document will undergo more changes as the House and Senate work to craft a single proposal. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.